Blog Talk Radio. Today is Monday, July 1st. Can you believe that? July 1st, 2019. And this is Foxology. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Happy Monday. It is happy. I'm so glad to be back on the air. It's a happy master your mindset Monday. It's a great day in cyberspace. Yes, I am glad to be back here to talk to you once again. I have been in several months of busyness and transitioning, and I'm finally at a place of pause, not stop, but pause. Can't stop, won't stop, as they say, but I am settling in after a whirlwind of stuff and things and activities, back in the saddle, as they say. So how about let's ride, let's giddy up on into our show today. You probably remember that Master Your Mindset shows are always power-packed with inspiration and motivation and empowerment. My radio BFF and I have a lot of receipts from life. That's why we do this. We keep them so we can talk to you about them, the good, the bad, the not so good, and sometimes the ugly parts of life and humans that need dealing with and changing. That's what we do here. Challenge you to change your heart, your mind, your life, your attitude, to lift you into your rightful place of rising. We coach, we encourage, we sympathize, we empathize with you. We've seen a lot. We've been through a lot, and we have certainly learned a lot. We share it here. And you've probably heard the saying that people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. Well, that's the neat thing about this, because that's the wrapping and the beautiful bow on top of Master Your Mindset. We give this to you because we know stuff and because we really do care. We've been doing shows like this now for going on 15 years. Can you believe that, Cassandra?
You know, Silver, I hadn't done the math, but you're right.
Yeah. The big payoff is when someone tells us that something we said made an impact on them. That is really awesome when we get that feedback. Today we're talking about a tough subject. We talk about a lot of tough things, but changing your thoughts is not the easiest thing in the world. When our thoughts and patterns are on lockdown, life can be stale and stagnant and in a state of disillusionment. And we see things only from between the bars of our thinking, barred thinking. We more or less jail ourselves into certain places and relationships, certain circumstances, situations, and it's really true. It's a real thing. Today we will see if we can help you, though, make it through the bars for the great escape. However you get out of there, free yourself from the type of thinking that may have imprisoned you. My BFF, superstar, RRRR TV host, and the all-around phenomenal Cassandra McShepherd joins me for this empowering conversation. Welcome in, Cassandra.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. I'm very excited to be, as you say, back in the saddle again.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. It's been a minute. The last show we did was New Year's Day.
Wow.
And
okay.
I have been traveling all over the country ever since then. What's that?
I said it's time then.
Oh, absolutely.
It's time. Yes.
Well, as I mentioned, we're going to be talking about breaking free. What are some of the initial thoughts that come to you, Cassandra, when we think about breaking free from stuff? What are some of the initial, your initial thoughts? You know, I've got a little outline, but I know you have some great perspectives on most anything. So what are your first thoughts?
That it's a mind game, that we are only and can only be held captive by our thinking, unless, of course, you are truly in bondage. And I have even heard stories of people who have been incarcerated, who have not allowed their minds to be locked down as their physical bodies were. So the first thing that comes to mind for me is that it is, again, a mind game, a mindset that you are caught up in something. I was having a conversation with a woman just Friday last, and she wanted to make changes in her life, but she was so full of what she couldn't do, or what I can't do that. She wouldn't consider herself in bondage, but she was as hemmed up as I don't know what. So, which the reality is, if she stopped circumventing herself, if she even allowed a thought or an opportunity, a possibility to take root, maybe, but before anything could even get rooted, I can't do that. I can never do that. Well, I can't do that. So that is, that's bondage as well.
Mm-hmm. For sure, for sure. And we're going to talk about that a little bit more because, you know, it's a situation that you just kind of lock yourself up into. You know, it's not necessarily anything that is outside of those bars that keeping you from what you want to do. But I do want to say this. When any type of experts talk about some of the things that Cassandra and I talk to you all about, it sounds like, oh, they just say that and it just sounds so easy. We know it's not easy. We don't even want to imply that it's easy. Taking the first step in any of modifications in thinking and behavior is the thing. That making up your mind to do that. But it's not easy to change some of the patterns of thinking for many, many, many reasons. You've been programmed that way. You've been doing it that way. You've been believing that way. This is the only way you know, and so many other things that may be hindering progress to unlocking yourself to opportunities and possibilities. So I want to say that. We don't mean to make it sound like we think it's easy. We know it's not easy. We've had to go through episodes, too, where we've had to change things with such deliberateness and intention, and it's not easy. But what our efforts want to offer you and afford you is the encouragement that you can, regardless of where you may be in your mindset, that there is a way out. And as I said just a moment ago, it's a matter of getting that key, open that door, and let's take that first step. So one of the things, and this may fit categorically into what you were just mentioning about your friend, Cassandra, one of the things I wrote down is that we lock ourselves into a victim mode. And that would mean for me that we just really feel like there's some type of, something that's happened and that's the reason we can't, or life has treated us a certain kind of way, at least that's our perception. Or maybe in reality, a lot of things have happened that have made you feel like certain things are not for you, available for you. But you put yourself in that place where you're the victim. And often the thought then is, I can't do anything unless if somebody comes and rescues me, or if, you know, I can't help myself at this point. And I understand all of those things as real feelings. However, part of mastering your mindset is redoing, of course, what our belief systems have told us about many, many, many things. And it almost seems like, well, how could just thinking a thing make a thing be different? Well, all I can tell you is that it really does work that way. That's for sure.
Yeah, it does.
And so one of the things, one of the things for sure that we have to look at is, are we making ourselves a victim of circumstances when, in truth, it's a part of the disillusionment that we have given ourselves, and we sabotage everything that is a possibility, because we feel like we're just, you know, we're in that place where we're somebody's always shooting us down, or something's always happening to me, or, you know, that's not a possibility for me. None of those things are real and true. And once you can get past that, you can get past the imprisonment of the victim mentality. What say you, Cassandra?
You know, we talk a lot about this, and I'm not sure what the payoff for being a victim is. There is, I guess, initial attention if you can find someone new to listen to your woes and your problems and your issues. But other than that, I don't really understand where the payoff, because to put yourself in that position of victim, you must constantly find a person to victimize you, find a situation to victimize you. Silver, and I love the way you do the disclaimer about how we talk. You and I, this is the way we talk. And if anybody is offended or gets it twisted, well, I'm not even really sorry, honestly. We're just talking, Silver. That's how we do. That's part of the growing process. That's part of the revelation, learning new concepts and ways to try things is by conversing. Lord knows we ain't giving no drugs to anybody. But but back to being a victim, and again, I can understand that this may sound kind of harsh, but I promise you it is as simple as a definition that you give to a set of circumstances or a situation that you find yourself in. I also believe that it comes to a fundamental belief about what you think about the world you live in, the God you live under, whether you even are aware of that or not. Personally, because I know I am a child of a king who loves me dearly, I cannot be a victim, period. Now, when stuff happens that's crazy, then what's going on? Well, if the world is not out to get me, then it must have chosen a real jacked up way to teach me something. I might not be in the mood to learn it, but if I don't die, what else do I have to do? I can see myself as a victim and constantly look for circumstances to confirm that belief, or I can say, okay, I don't like it, but if it's all right with you, God, which is, you know what I say, I don't like it, but God, if it's cool with you, it must be cool. All right, what do I need to know? That immediately takes me from being a victim and puts me in the student mode. Now I need to learn something. It's all about how you define the situation or circumstances that you are in. And I would say that no matter what the case. I'm sure people might say, yeah, but what about this? Well, if you're still here, you're still in the game.
For sure. For sure. For sure. That's good stuff, Cassandra. You know, I actually have that on my list, that the world is against me mode, but that's the third thing. Let's talk about this next thing, the blame mode, because we hear this a lot. Everybody, they blame other people. They blame the system. They blame something that nobody else can see for the reason that they can't get from square one or get any place in life or get what they want or any number of, you know, wants, needs. They blame other people. I guess the first thing I want to say about this, and then you can grab hold of it, is that we have to realize that we have the responsibility to handle ourselves and what we desire and map out our own. And things that we want to have in life. And there are going to be what we know as obstacles, things happen, hindrances. But what I guess the thing that's so poignant here for me that I've learned is that a lot of those things are not unusual obstacles. They're things like you just explained, Cassandra, that when we hit those places, when we're trying to do something and get something done, that we can learn something through the maneuvering. We can learn something climbing over that wall. We can learn something going around that mountain. And that's exactly what we need to know. When we're trying to achieve something, to go from A to Z without any actual course does not happen in life. That's not whatever it is an individual may be trying to do that feels locked in their thinking about blaming other people. You know, maybe you called somebody or had an expectation of this or something else you had a hope for, and then all of a sudden it looked like it just wasn't in your mind. You told yourself it wasn't to be, or it's not going to happen, or whatever the case. Those things appear. They are great things for us to get strength from, learn from. You're going to be all the wiser once you get around that, but you can't blame the person on the phone or blame the letter that you got that was a rejection or blame somebody that really didn't need that. Again, you don't even know where they are, but they somehow had something to do with the reason you couldn't do what you needed to do. The thing about reaching places in life is that if you keep your goal in focus, if you keep in mind what it is you're trying to do, those things will move out of your way if you keep pursuing with intention what it is you're desiring. And I'm not talking about, you know, like people and, you know, the husband and all that. I'm not talking about that. I'm mainly talking about the things, the everyday things when we set goals. We want to start a business or we want to go back to school or, you know, that kind of thing. You want to buy a new car or plan for a new home or those kinds of things. The, you know, blaming other people or situations, systems, and circumstances is an easy way out to say why something didn't happen for you, but it's not in truth what's happening to you. Cassandra?
You know, I go back to the fundamentals of what a person believes. To be locked up, be it in your mind, to be a victim, you gotta look for problems. That's what you do. It's the blame game. And if that is the mindset, and I'm not saying that this is what somebody intelligently chooses or it's not that intellectual choice, it is in large part, I think, the culture that we have lived in for ever, maybe. There's always a reason that something didn't happen. Somebody always did something that prevented somebody else from doing something. And in some situations, that there is the appearance of that being true, and yet still in every single decade, there are many, many stories of people who overcame insurmountable odds and achieved great things. I also think, Silver, when it comes to this whole victimhood or what did or didn't happen or why you can or cannot get what you want, is this not on the premise that we think we know the way to get from desire to success, from want to destination? We don't know that. And just because it's the way Silver Ray Fox got there, doesn't mean that it's the way that Cassandra McShepherd is going to be there. We look at a situation and misjudge it, thinking that we know how to do it or how to get it for ourselves, and when we don't get what we think, by our own definition, what we think should have happened, then it's not for us. We're frustrated, we're confused, we're victimized, we're whatever. The reality is you're just not done yet. Who's to say that just because I want to run a marathon and my first practice run, I break my leg? Who's to say that doesn't mean that I'm going to not only run it, but win it? Okay, this might be a stretch, but they say that broken things heal stronger. The thing is, at that time, I need to buckle down, let the leg heal, get some information, get whatever I need to do, go back, hit it harder, and not quit it till I get it. Doesn't make me a victim. It makes me a student. Granted, in a class that I might not have wanted to take, but so what? What else you got to do?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm just
That's
saying.
Right. That's right. Well, I have that next thing that you mentioned a few minutes ago on my list, the world is against me mode.
Oh, yeah.
And all of us have talked to people who really do feel like that. And, you know, Cassandra, all of these things that we're talking about, really, they're you know, even as I speak about it, it's hurtful to know that people are limiting themselves with that. I've been in these places. I've never thought the world was against me, but I'm sure I was a victim for a minute. And I never found myself blaming other people, but it some of these things are, you know, I feel for people who may be struggling with that, especially if you think the whole world is against you. Know, that's like 7 billion people. You know, they're not against you.
I know, right?
In fact,
first of all,
I was just going to say, it's likely, you know, when in the big picture that no one is. Now, I know that there are enemies. I know that there are haters, and I know that those people really will do stuff. So I recognize that. I don't want to pretend like I don't know that. But the thing is, if we were to sit here and say, well, I know such and such threw up a roadblock, and, you know, this person, they didn't like me, so they didn't let me in on that part of the proposal or whatever the case may be. Those things may be real, but then you got to still be looking out for you. Those people may be against you, but if you got a plan, you got to keep working your plan. You go to the next thing. You don't let that stop you. It may be an indication that there a shift may be required. Maybe there is something better, higher, more wonderful. That isn't that. If it is that, there's a deliberate opposition. Sometimes you've got to confront that with faith and with wisdom, and to see how you can make things happen. I'll tell you what I've seen happen so much. I've seen people enter into deals, and then things do kind of, you know, they get a little challenging with personalities and such, and then the whole thing falls apart for something wonderful that could have come to fruition, and that's you know, that's not good. I don't talk about the fact that I know that there's only a 5% of people that are immensely wealthy, because the rest of us, we'll get caught up often in stuff that makes absolutely no sense, that'll cost us dollars, millions sometimes, because we got to maintain a certain kind of ego or attitude or position. Look, if you want some prosperity, you better look and think like the big dogs do, and they work past those issues because they're thinking about the prosperity. They'll be at the table hating each other, but when they look at the bottom line, they're okay with it. So don't think the world is against you. Don't think the world is against you. You got so many more things that are for you that could possibly be against you. You just got to keep your ideas, your pursuit, and your intention intact. You must. Cassandra?
Again, it goes back to a fundamental belief. So, Silver, I think about you and I doing the radio show that we used to do in a, I think the whole building was unhealthy. Lord knows the program director had serious disconnect issues, and I would not be surprised. As a matter of fact, I have received kind of proof that she set out to sabotage my show. So I say that to say, and I only fell up. So the reality is, once you are grounded, know who you are and how things really work. And the reality is, they work the way you say they do. All right? So if you believe everything's against you, unfortunately, yeah. But if you feel like you can overcome anything wonderfully, yeah. So me not being a victim, when situations happened and the show came to an end, I literally said thank you. Thank you to them, because when they pulled the plug on my show, I said thank you, because when I got this job, I didn't know what I was doing. But I do now, and I'm good at it. So thank you so much for this wonderful opportunity. Now, I didn't know at that time, in that meeting on that day, exactly how far up I was going to fall, but I fell up to a TV show. So the reality is, if I labored in the what went wrong or who said what or why, if I stayed in that place, I would not have been in position. My head wouldn't have been right. My body wouldn't have been right, because TV is a little different from radio. It's kind of visible. I wouldn't have been in position. I wouldn't have had an emotional equivalent for the next step. I wouldn't have recognized my worthiness and rightfulness in the situation if I were stuck on what I had appeared to lose. The reality is, when you know who you are and what you are, all the devils in hell can't keep from you what God has for you. It's just not possible. It's not possible. But the victim mentality, instead of doing the work and looking deeper into what's really going on with their thinking and the role that they play in all of their situations where they identify themselves as victims. And that's not always easy, and I understand that. But instead of looking at you, because if you're always in a situation, check yourself out. Instead of doing that, they're assigning blame outside of themselves, and you're stuck in that situation. And a lot of people, unfortunately, I think, can do the time of life in a situation like that. You don't have to. You can easily say, you know, a lot of times, even asking, well, why did they say that? Who cares? Well, why did that happen?
It's true.
Because stuff happens. What if I think, Silver, everything must come to bless me? You don't like me? Must be a blessing. Now, you can not like me, not in my, I'm not going to keep you around me. I'm going to count it as a blessing and let you go. But what I'm saying is, I'm not looking for what's wrong. I'm looking for what's right, always.
Absolutely. Yes. Well, you know what, sis? Listen, we are down to 2 minutes, believe it or not. So I'm going to say a couple of things,
yeah,
and then
we're
going to wrap it up. I had a couple more points, but we managed to work these things in through other conversations on the air. So we'll do that sometime in the near future. But I do want to thank you as usual and let you all know that you can check Cassandra out if you think you'd enjoy watching her craziness and silliness with her panel on Real Milwaukee. She's on weekdays at 9 a.m. Central Time, and the show does stream. It's called Real Milwaukee, and she does a multitude of other things, too. That's why I call her the superstar, RRRR. You can check her out at CassandraMcShepherd.com. Do that, because I think you'll find her very interesting and may want to connect with her. Cassandra, thanks a million for taking time to be with me. Of course, I'm going to touch base with you again.
It is always a pleasure. God bless you and your listening audience, and happy holidays.
Yeah, thank you, sis. Thank you. I hope that we were able to convey a few things to you that will help you make the great escape if you need to, and break free from the pessimism. You. I know that sometimes it's very difficult to start new files in your head, but I just want to encourage you and let you know that you can. Just remember how extraordinary you are, how capable, how smart you are. And a song comes to me by Mary Mary. Get the shackles off your feet so you can dance. All right? Enjoy your holiday. Be good. Be blessed. Be awesome.